The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Her master used to often repeat a saying that has, I suppose, some kind of Arab derivation. But I think there are various versions of it from maybe various cultures. Trust God and tie your camel. This is a time when a lot of people are feeling particularly insecure. I think in much of the world, it's always that time for at least some people. The point of this little saying, well, I think it has two points. One of them is that trusting God comes first and tying the camel, trying to secure your position, so to speak, comes second. And I think the other one is that this is an and, not an or. It's not trust God or tie your camel. It's trust God and tie your camel. And I think to get it right, one has to get both aspects of this teaching right. First of all, in the words of our tradition, first of all, take refuge in the Buddha within. Make that the priority. And then from that position, true place of security within your own heart, from that place of true spiritual security, then do what is good to do, and among those things that are good to do, address in practical ways the problem of security. The problem of security is not the only problem. There are many other problems and needs to deal with. First, trust in God, then tie your camel. The other thing that's really important to remember is that it is an and, not an or. It becomes an or when we either become too idealistic in our idea of what, in our concept of what faith consists in. We forget that while the eternal does the really heavy lifting, we have to do our share. So in addition to trusting the eternal, you have to trust yourself. And you have to behave in a way that is a way that someone who trusts themselves behaves. In other words, take full responsibility, do the things that you can do. Don't expect the eternal to do your training for you. Don't expect the eternal to pay your mortgage for you. Don't expect the eternal to drive the car in a responsible way for you. Don't expect the eternal to raise your children in a responsible way. On the other side of the or, if there was an or put there, don't just tie the camel and ignore God. Don't just tie the camel and ignore your true spiritual refuge, because there is no real refuge in tying the camel in the ultimate sense. And that's because you can try so hard to tie the camel that you actually worry yourself to death. There's no such thing as ultimate physical security in a world where there is birth, disease, old age, and death. We all got born to be here. We all experience illness at times. We're all, if we live long enough, going to get old, and we're all going to die one day for sure. So getting obsessed with physical and material security and ignoring one's real spiritual security is very unwise indeed, and really is the way of the world, but it's not the religious way. So this is another one of those middle path things. Stay rooted in faith in the eternal. Stay rooted in meditation and do the things that are good to do. Take care of the things that we need to take care of. And among those things are, in realistic ways, addressing issues of security. You know, lock the doors of the house at night. Lock your car. Drive carefully and safely. Watch for signs in your children that they're having problems and do the best you can to address them as they arise. You know, put out the food and water for the dog and cat. Put away savings for a rainy day, for old age. Do the things that are good to do, that are possible to do, and then leave it in the hands of the eternal. Don't worry yourself to an early grave, obsessing about material and physical security. I've seen many people over the years, especially as they get older and begin to have more physical problems, get obsessed with health, to where their lives are revolving around issues of health. Well, of course, these things have to be addressed, and that's why we have doctors and nurses and medicines and the like. But the greatest needs are not needs of health or material security. The greatest needs are spiritual needs. So do not neglect the spiritual, trying to shore up a dam that's eventually going to break no matter what you do. Because as I said, you know, disease, old age, and death are inevitable if you live long enough. In 1976, in a retreat, Rim Master wrote, "Whether I am well or sick, brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house." And it is in these times when our very life is at stake and we turn to meditation that we really learn the power of meditation. We learn that no matter what is happening with our body and mind, no matter what is happening in the world around us, we can take refuge in the Buddha nature directly through pure meditation. And there we can be and we can feel completely secure. Kazan wrote, "Even if there should be a great fire, my heart is always calm and still and full of angels." Even if there is a great fire, my heart is always calm and still and full of angels.
I'm in the world. 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 I